Talcoin has moved from around 150th rank to 50s in just a matter of days and has rallied over 33,000% since the start of this year, making it one of the best cryptocurrency of this bull run. Nowadays, the hype of Talcoin is really beginning to heighten up and the total watch list is increasing day by day, and I think it is just a start. Hello and welcome to Crypto's Monopoly. My name is Daksh and in this video, I will tell you everything you need to know about Talcoin before investing a single penny in it. And at the end, I will give you my prediction of Talcoin. So make sure you watch this video till the end. A financially inclusive world made possible by blockchain startups like Talcoin will advance an entirely new ecosystem of modern finance. This is what the Talcoin's official website reads. I will tell you more about this later in this video, but first, let's start step by step. Talcoin is a project based on the Ethereum blockchain and is meant to be a payments protocol, using mobile payments to provide borderless transfers, services similar to Western Union and MoneyGram, but at far lower and better cost. Talcoin's official website reads, "Financial inclusion for a mobile world. A cryptocurrency distributed by your mobile operator and accepted everywhere." So the first question arising in your mind would be, what the hell this Talcoin is? Well, I have covered you there. Do you know that there are nearly 5 times as many mobile phones in the world as there are active bank accounts? Well, this is what the World Bank's data says, and which means that it is a lot easier to access mobile phone services than banking services. Now, what if people can use their mobile phones for banking services? You will say that this is already happening. People use their mobile devices for net banking, but let me tell you that even for that, you have to have a saving account or a current account in a bank or any other financial institution. So, what if people can use their mobile device for banking services without a bank account? This is where Talcoin's innovative model comes into the play. Talcoin, through partnering with mobile networks, will provide people access to the digital economy, which includes online remittances, transfers, payments, and e-commerce, and all of this will be done through blockchain technology. Talcoin was founded in 2017 and is the first cryptocurrency to tap into the linkage between the reach of the mobile telecoms and the fast, borderless nature of blockchain technology. In simple words, it aims to bridge the gap between the telecom industry, cryptocurrencies, and blockchain technology. So, why is Talcoin partnering with telecom industry? There are 3 common reasons why cryptocurrencies have not yet been able to succeed when it comes to playing a reformative role in the digital economy. Those 3 things are trust, reach, and KYC compliance. Now, let me explain this to you. The first thing is trust. Although the market of crypto is continuously growing, the trust issues are still there due to the possibilities of hacking of funds, cybercrimes, manipulation of prices, and much, much more. Now, what Talcoin is looking for is to leverage telecom's existing trust with their customers to bridge the gap between the mobile money and the cryptocurrencies. The second thing is reach. As already mentioned above, there are more than 5 billion people having mobile phones, and partnering with telecom industry will help them to get this vast reach of potential users. Telecom, in exchange for incentives and growth in revenue, will provide immediate access to their existing subscriber base to Talcoin. The third thing is KYC compliance. With the growing market, cryptocurrencies are becoming more regulated, and also the user needs to go through Know Your Customer authorization before allowing the purchase of cryptos. Again, Talcoin, by going with a telecom distributed cryptocurrency, will use telecom's already existing KYC process, making it easy for the users. Mobile operating networks also have technical data such as call records, location details, etc., which will certainly help Telcoin to make transaction more secure and transparent. This makes Telcoin unique and will be possibly the fastest adopting cryptocurrency, making it such an amazing product. Telcoin is solving one of the major issues that many people are right now facing, and therefore it has got a great potential. Now that you know what Telcoin is and what are they trying to do, let me tell you about the goals of Telcoin, and this part is going to be very important, so make sure you pay attention to this. Now, according to the founders, the main objective of launching Telcoin was financial inclusion. In African and Middle East regions, and even in Southeast Asia, there is still a lot of population which is financially excluded. It doesn't have the access to the bank or other financial institutions. In this scenario, Telcoin's aim is to increase financial inclusion worldwide through convenient and affordable digital money transfers on the mobile devices. The way arrival of the internet made access to information very easy and portable, Telcoin also will decentralize access to financial services and remove third-party institutions like the banks and help send money smarter. Improving the transfers of disaster relief fund is one of the main objectives of Telcoin. People will be able to use much bigger amount of the donations made for them by foreign countries and citizens, because using Telcoin services will bring the cost charged on such remittance to a lower level. Also, it will make donations delivery very fast and transparent. Companies like Western Union or MoneyGram have a kind of monopoly over transborder remittance, and they charge an excessive amount as a fee. Telcoin can help you save your money with its cost-effective services. Also, it takes a lot of time to send or receive money globally, but Telcoins enables users to transfer money globally in seconds. Now that you know what Telcoin is and also about its objective, let's discuss its use cases. I believe problem solving and better use case is one of the most essential things for the success of any project. And guess what? Telcoin has got both of them. Telcoin can improve people's life in many ways. The first thing is efficient remittance service. Telcoin can facilitate easy and inexpensive remittance via Telcoin to and from mobile money platforms. Like, if you want to send money from your country to another country, you don't need to get in line, fill up the form and give a 7% fee like the Western Union does. Now you can directly do it from your smartphone with the help of the Telcoin app, and that too with less fee of around 2.5%. The second thing is access to cryptocurrency. Telcoin will facilitate the mobile customers interested in buying cryptocurrencies, which are rapidly growing in demand. The third thing is network prepaid airtime top-up. Telcoin makes it easier to purchase and transfer airtime using Telcoin. The fourth one is cryptocurrency-backed card payments. Prepaid Visa cards that spends Telcoin and other crypto assets in real time and can also be used in supported ATM machine on the Visa network. Other than the primary use cases, there are many additional uses of Telcoin, such as automated revenue share or taxation, roaming spending, etc. As a cryptocurrency, it acts just like other cryptocurrencies, such as investment asset, cushion against inflation, etc. But Telcoin is more than just a crypto coin. It is a financial service provider which uses blockchain technology to provide high-speed transfer of money remittance globally, transfer money at a relatively very low cost compared to services like Western Union or MoneyGram, partner with telecom operators and e-wallets to make digital money transfer accessible or a broad range of subscribers, make e-payments as secure as possible, etc. Now, I know many of you may have questions. Like a lot of projects make such huge promises, but a very few deliver them. Well, that's true, and Telcoin is one of the very few. The main reason why I like this project is that they are delivering everything they promised, and they have a working live product, which is their Telcoin app. In 2019, Telcoin launched its wallet app for Android and iOS users. Users can now send a remittance straight to a family member's mobile phone, which can certainly save time and money for the users. However, for now, it only supports fiat remittance between Canada and the Philippines, but soon it is planning to cover much more corridors. Telcoin has also signed a partnership with Unipagos, which will allow it to open the largest remittance corridor in the world. More than 1.6 million Mexican households rely on the inbound remittance from the United States as their most important source of income. Telcoin has also signed remittance agreements with the two of the largest mobile money platforms in Nepal and Tanzania. In Nepal, Telcoin is looking to acquire a market of more than 2 million subscribers, 25,000 merchants and 50 bank partners. With more than 40% of the nation's mobile money subscribers, which is over 10 million, the service which Telcoin is connecting to in Tanzania is a big one indeed. They already have corridors open between the Philippines and the Canada, and also have partnered with one of the leading telecom company, GCash. And it is not just any partnership like other projects have and mention on their website, but a real and working partnership. The GCash users can now send remittance directly from their smartphone, that is the app, with the help of Telcoin. One major achievement for Telcoin would be doing the foundation work for the passing of the Nebraska bill from the governor's table, which looks to establish a crypto and digital asset banking framework for the entire state of Nebraska. Recently, this bill has been passed by the governor, and this is a very good news for the Telcoin and its investors. Now, let's talk about the roadmap for the future, and then we will talk about investing in Telcoin. In the second quarter, Telcoin has launched its marketing campaign, which will cover new areas as potential markets. Also, it is working on the version 3 of the Telcoin app, which also may launch in the second quarter, which is from April to June. And this app is predicted to be the game changer for Telcoin, with a lot of amazing features. By the end of this year, Telcoin is aiming at gaining 3 more sending markets and 9 more receiving markets, and also to expand its marketing campaigns. Now, let's talk about the investing part, which is, should you invest in Telcoin or not? What Telcoin is looking to achieve is unprecedented in the crypto world. It is looking to bridge the gap between the telecom industry and the blockchain technology. This is a project with high aspirations and will take a long to settle, but it is started, has a live product, working with the government, growing day by day, and most importantly, it is not even listed on the big exchanges yet. And even the marketing is not fully started, which makes Telcoin a highly undervalued coin right now. I will not tell you to invest or not to invest, but what I think is that this cryptocurrency project has shown a new way for blockchain adoption within telecoms. Its market rank is growing continuously, improving day by day. The current price of Telcoin is 3 cents. And by looking at the potential this project has got, the community, and most importantly, the team they have formed, my prediction for Telcoin is $1 by the end of this year.